Imagine you're a mature global financial institution trusted with administering trillions of dollars. Your data state is complex, lots of silos, lots of risks for bad guys to do bad things. Find out how one such company has been able to secure their environment and stop threats at a global scale in the blink of an eye. Next on The Solution Show with Corey. Welcome to the show. Joining me today is Heath Lawson. Heath, tell us a little bit about what you do for Microsoft.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I'm an enterprise security executive, and I work with the security organizations of some of our largest financial services customers.
Now, Heath, tell us a little bit about one such customer and the problems that they have faced.
Yeah, absolutely. So the customer that we're talking about here is a global financial institution. They've got folks all over the world, offices in pretty much every country. And the problem they faced is that they had a very siloed security infrastructure. And what that meant really was, in the age of advanced attacks, this incredible threat landscape we live in, they had to go to multiple places to see the data that would allow them to respond, detect and respond common adversary techniques. And in this world, minutes matter. And so that's why it's so critical that they're able to see what's going on pretty quickly.
Absolutely. So Heath, how did we help them? I mean, I this is such a hard problem to solve. What were we able to do to really get them through it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to level set. I think that most customers are in this spot. They've made investments over years and years and years. To unwind that, it takes a little bit of time. But where we started with this customer was they wanted better visibility. Mm-hmm. They were faced with a scenario that they were going to make a pretty significant investment in some of their existing tooling. Mm-hmm. And so what we were able to bring to the table was we brought a solution forward that brings them in some incredible data. Microsoft Defender ATP and Azure ATP to really help get visibility on their identities and their endpoints. Mm-hmm. And then the next step was to bring that data into Azure Sentinel, where we can really give them that singular view on events within their environment.
Got it. So why, when you made this pitch or had this conversation with the customer and what they ended up really taking advantage of, why Azure Sentinel, MTATP, and Azure ATP? Why were these the three components that really came together?
Yeah, this is where it started. Absolutely. And so I think there's a couple of key themes. One, it really allows them to tighten up the protect, detect, and respond loop.
Of course.
And that's really driven by one, just the deep signal that we bring to bear. MDATP and Azure ATP, very contextual data. So when we raise an alert out of those products, it's a high fidelity alert. I'm not having to fumble around with it. And then the second piece is just the deep integration. And what we mean by that is that it allows us to see if something happens on an endpoint, show me what's happening with the associated identities, maybe the applications they're using, the data that might be on that endpoint, et cetera.
So it brings together all these risk points, right? It brings together endpoint, which is obviously a risk point, infrastructure. It can bring together, as you said, sort of networking-based information or identity-based information all into one view. And that's really kind of how it all came together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I hear that you may have a demo for us to show us a little bit of what this looks like. Would you mind walking us through it?
Absolutely. Hey, so we're here in the Azure portal. And to preface this, like in the past for this customer, they would get an alert and they would have to go gather data from a ton of places. And that takes time. And so what I'll show you here is just how that's different with Azure Sentinel and the Microsoft security tooling. So here I can see at the portal front page, the homepage, I have a quick indicator here saying, hey, I have an incident. If I drill in on that incident, it's going to tell me some information. Now, this could be, compounded with other bits of or other alerts that might make up this incident. But in this case, I can see pretty quickly, I've got a link out to Defender ATP. And if I drill in on that link to Defender ATP, this allows me to quickly get a view on a number of pieces of information that are critical to me. And so first and foremost, I can see, here in this case, the website that my user Krista tried to go to was blocked. So our preventative tools did what they were supposed to. And I can see that very quickly. It's telling me that, hey, I blocked this on the endpoint. But it's also telling me some other things here. And this is really important as I think about the context of this incident. One, it's telling me that this asset that Chris is working from, this desktop of hers, actually has confidential information on it. And if I'm choosing what to respond to, what not to respond to, where I want to, you know, investigate further, knowing what's on that endpoint is really important. The second piece that it tells me is here when I go look at Krista's actual account, we can actually see some information here that helps me understand maybe the adversary gained access to her credentials. And I can quickly get a view of that. In this case, Azure ATP is going to provide me that insight. It's watching what, you know, Krista's user account is up to, looking for anomalous events, et cetera. And I can see very quickly that I've got zero alerts. So if I'm an analyst, I know that, hey, the threat was blocked in this case. I can see there's no further signs of compromise. I know that if there were, I've got, you know, confidential information here to be worried about. This is a wealth of information presented in one simple screen for their analysts to use.
Awesome demo, Heath. So tell me a little bit about what this has actually done for the customer.
Yeah, so a couple of really great benefits out of this. You know, the first is that the time to respond, you know, their ability to go out and take care of or respond to these threats has literally gone from weeks down to minutes at the worst. And, you know, in the threat landscape we live in, that can literally mean the difference between a ransomware outbreak, a breach of, you know, PII information, or some other, you know, negative outcome. It also means that their analysts can go on to maybe more fruitful tasks. They can go out and look for advanced threats. They can more proactively threat hunt, maybe deploy new preventative measures to help keep the organization even safer. And the last benefit, I think, is that it's allowed them to tap into a broader pool of threat intelligence that's brought to them by Microsoft. You know, we see about at least 9 trillion signals a day. I think that number continuously tends to increase. And what that means is that their analysts are now able to identify things that they may not have even had an idea of in the past. So being able to tap into that in a really rich, thoughtful way has empowered them to do much more.
Thank you, Heath. The threat landscape is increasingly complex, and the pandemic has created one of the largest workforces in history. Everyone is scrambling to deploy zero trust while saving costs and doing it while also saving time. Security is no longer an add-on. It's integral to everyone's strategy. And Heath just showed us a great way to enable it with a set of Microsoft solutions. Thank you so much, Heath. And thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.